You raised some eyebrows this week with a proposal to allow inmates have access to tablets that would provide them with e-books, online learning programs, and even access to the library. The idea is to help these guys, these prisoners, when they leave prison, actually get a job. The recidivism rate is very high in the state of Maryland. Why do you think this would work?
Well, it's actually a little less controversial than it seemed. The Baltimore Sun reporter has picked up on one of the 10 different proposals we have, but that is one of them, and it's a good one. You state the problem a little bit, which is that we have a recidivism rate in Maryland of almost 50%. Almost half the people go right back into prison within the first 3 years. And when the people that are released from prison, 59% of them go right to Baltimore. So right today, the reason why it's so important is we have 23,000 people locked up and 144,000 in the system, almost all of whom are going to be back on the streets. We spend $1.3 billion on the system, and the idea is to reduce the recidivism, to save enormous amounts of money, and the tablets is one way of doing that, because what it does is the security is amazing. There's no expectation of privacy in jail. Obviously, I've been a prosecutor for 21 years, so I have an understanding of what goes on in there. And they can look at every single transmission that goes in and out, and they limit what the inmates can use. But what you do want to be able to do is get them access to a GED, get them access to a certificate, some training. Maybe they want to come out and be a cook. They learn how to be a cook, and access to a place where they can live when they come out, and their support system, their family. What we want to do is convert them from prisoners to taxpaying members of society.
All right, but the reaction has been negative. We've heard it from callers. I've seen it on social media of people who don't even have a political axe to grind, Facebook, Twitter, that the attorney general wants to give tablets to prisoners, not kids in school. I can't afford a tablet, but if I commit a crime, I get one for free. I mean, what is the cost of this program? And what about people who say these things? We're giving tablets to the wrong people, prisoners, and not others.
Well, obviously, we need to work on our schools. We have the second biggest minority achievement gap in the country, and our schools are in dire need of assistance. That's a different issue. These tablets, the Androids are talking about giving, are as little as $50 a year to give to these people. And right now, we're spending $32,000 on them. And in terms of cost savings, I mean, Oregon addressed the reentry issue, and their recidivism rate went down to 22%. Michigan's went down 12%. Virginia's has gone down dramatically. What happens is then you can close down correctional facilities. Like Virginia closed down 20 facilities because fewer people are recommitting crimes. Obviously, the tabloid is one small piece of it. There are nine other proposals that we have, including reentry intake centers, so you actually customize. When the person's coming, about to go out of jail, instead of handing them $40 for a bus ticket, you work with them during their last few months in jail to say, hey, where are you going to live? What are your skills? Who you're going to see? So that we can give them a chance to succeed, which helps all of us. It obviously helps the particular person, but it also helps our communities, their families, and saves an enormous amount of money on the budget. So I'm not sure what the controversy is other than the way in which the article is written, but it's an incredibly important area that we have not addressed in the past.
All right, let me ask you this, because the prison guard stabbed in Cumberland. This has happened more than once now in the last couple of months. You have attacks on guards. Well, it seems like a regular basis in the prison system here in Maryland. You've got the scandal in Baltimore with the guards actually helping the inmates. Is it as bad as it seems it is from the outside?
Well, it's worse. I mean, it's so unbelievable. If it weren't true, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, the mismanagement and what has gone on there and people knowing what's happening and turning their eye. I mean, I called for an independent investigation to figure out exactly, who knew what and how high up this went, because it's outrageous. I mean, I work in Baltimore every day. I'm on my way there now, but I live in Montgomery County. I mean, there hasn't been a cell phone in the jail in Montgomery County in 7 years. I mean, how does this stuff get into the jail in the first place? It's just ridiculous. And then having, the inmates and the correctional officers working together, for tens of thousands of dollars and running gangs out of prisons. I mean, it's outrageous. And so far, nobody's seemed to do much about it.
I know you may be running for governor. If you were the governor now, would you have fired someone at this point?
Well, one person got fired. Obviously, a lot more people need to be fired. The first thing I would have done was, I would have been on top of it from the beginning. And, Rod Rosenstein, our U.S. attorney in Maryland, does a phenomenal job. And fortunately, the feds came in and did the investigation and were able to get the indictments in the one case. But you just mentioned, you know, people getting stabbed in other facilities. That's just unacceptable. You know, we've got to protect our officers, our law enforcement folks, and that includes the people that are in the Department of Corrections. So, yeah, I would have done an independent investigation, not acted, you know, quickly, but gone in, found out what happened, and, yeah, some heads would roll. It's just, it's unacceptable.